a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
When scammers get the best of you, and there's a scammer that I think a lot of people will be familiar with. Her name is Amise Fake, which is really, really quite poignant. Or accurate. She snapped up block couple Jimmy and Tam's luxury home for an eye-watering $4.256 million in 2020.
Mm.
Unfortunately, she was unable to complete the sale, but the scandal that followed saw her accused of presenting receipts of bank transfers falsely indicating the money had been paid.
It was like a real life Anna Delvey situation.
Yeah.
She's like, I have sent the receipts. It's not my fault.
I don't know if she sounded like that.
No, that's what Anna Delvey. See, you would know if you actually watched something.
No, I just don't look comfortable with you putting that voice on.
Yeah.
So Jimmy from the show said no one ever saw it coming. We've been pretty much conned, blah, blah, blah. They ended up selling the house is the moral of the story. They resold it and they did all right.
It's pretty traumatic for them from all reports.
Absolutely, because they don't get the money until the house is sold. Mm. So they just have to sit tight. And I remember watching that finale, that auction episode, and thinking to myself, who is this chick? She says she's a cybersecurity expert.
Yeah.
Something didn't sit right.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I was like, I was backing her 100%. Yeah. I was like, go, girl. Yes.
Mm. She claims she works as a cybersecurity specialist before moving to Australia from New York City. Mm. She hit back at suggestions. She was a con woman, claimed it was a technical issue, and she's working with them. She was working with the people at the bank and trying to get it all sorted.
Classic Anna Delvey behavior.
Yeah, right. She said, this has been coming for months and no one's ever, like, no one's contacted me. I'm trying to, you know, work with them and they're not talking to me. She's kind of dropped off the radar because she actually went, do you know what? I'm done. I'm moving to Europe. I'm getting out of here. She's from Europe. She's going back.
Yeah.
And
they probably said, best for you to leave, I reckon.
Well, yeah, mate.
The heat's too hot.
She was pictured hiding out in disguise in Madeira off the coast of Portugal for a while there, having assumed the name Abigail Fuchs.
Right. Always with those surnames. Mm.
It's a bit of fun. Anyway.
I've got no Fuchs left to give.
So whilst there, a guy called Steve, who said he met her on Tinder, accused her of sending her Portuguese landlord fake proof of payment screenshots. She's at it again.
She's at
it again.
Yeah.
Right. The publication spoke to the rental owner, chose to remain anonymous, confirmed the alleged con though. And the Steve guy realised it all was not what it seemed when she claimed she'd gone into isolation because her landlord had registered a positive COVID test, but then he went to the hospital to see her and she wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Right. So there's a lot going on here.
So much going on.
On
socials. They're going to make a Netflix special about this chick one day.
On socials, she said she left Australia because she couldn't get, it just got to a point where she couldn't exist there anymore. I'm hiding, but not from the law. If I was in trouble with the law, I wouldn't have been able to leave. I'm hiding from problems in my life. And we've all been there.
Yeah.
Do you know where she is now? Most recently, she has popped up in Ukraine.
Yeah.
As a soldier.
Right.
Holding a machine gun. Couple of photos of her doing that.
Okay.
And now she's appeared at a press conference as a communications director in khakis with three blokes all at like a press conference table with microphones in front of them.
What?
She's scanned her way to the Ukraine.
What? But is that actually, see, my brain's all like, is this actually a thing or is this just another scam?
Is this
another,
well, I can imagine she's talked her way in there and they're like, oh, you know, communications. Yeah, great. Come on in. We'll put you to work. She's probably, I'm a cybersecurity expert, blah, blah, blah.
No.
But they have totally bought it and now she's
leave the poor Ukrainians alone. Go do it to Russia.
I would say, hey, at least she might, well, I'm hoping she's using her powers for good, like she's fighting the good fight.
Oh.
At least she's doing, you know,
she's like, what houses does Putin have?
Yeah, I'll offer
him. I can buy it.
Yeah. No, I've made the transfer. Here are the screenshots. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy podcast. Well, it's always good to kind of sort through your traumatic stuff. You know what I mean? With professionals and whatever.
Oh, with professionals. Yeah,
with professionals. Sure. But when people jump on board to try and sell things, I'm not into it.
So are you saying, so you're on the couch at the psychologist or psychiatrist,
yeah,
and they've got you in sort of a, maybe a, like a deep reflective state.
Yeah.
And then they get in your ear and go, get to Kmart. Get to Kmart. You need it. You need everything at Kmart.
Yeah. No, it'd be like... No, okay, this is what it is.
Sorry,
okay?
I'll just let you tell your story. How about that?
No, 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 that's good. I like where you were going, though. This is happening for one day only, right? Mm-hmm. Maccas,
mm-hmm.
All good people.
Great people.
Okay, but come on, guys. They're jumping on board my trauma and the trauma of other people.
Okay.
And here's what they've done, okay?
Middle child. It's been, well, tough, hasn't it? Squeezing to find room in back seats, holiday beds, and family photos. Stuck with a version of Mum and Dad's second favourite name. Isn't that right? Nathaniel. But anyone who actually is a mid-kid knows it's a secret superpower. Just ask the McChicken, the middle child of the Macca's menu.
Oh, what?
All right. I have to go through my whole life being the middle child, and now you're like, oh, you're just like the McChicken. Don't you even dare.
You're Nathaniel the McChicken.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No. I don't want to be associated with that. Today, it's like a one-day only thing. Today, the McChicken is going to be under a $1 deal. And they're like, shout your middle kids. Middle kids, shout them. Go get them a McChicken because the McChicken's just like you. Stuck between a Big Mac and a cheeseburger and a quarter pounder as well. I'm surprised you didn't use the fillet of fish if you really wanted to kick me right where it hurts. I was going to say something else, another phrase. I'm going to say you're like a fillet of fish. I'm not. And I'm not like a McChicken. And I have been through enough as a middle child. Please don't call me a McChicken. All right?
Fillet of fish is like the shunned family member that nobody talks about.
Fillet of fish is the love child that your dad got with someone once. and then like, yeah, it's got some other family in another state, but we don't talk to them. That's what the fillet of fish
fillet
is.
Fillet of fish is Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, so there's something going on at my house. I have to come clean about it. It's happening in the bathroom.
All right.
And I'm not sure if I'm, as I said before, breaking any sort of rules.
Stop looking at me with those eyes, man.
I don't know if it's healthy even, what I'm doing. Okay? Because, I could be really doing something not good for myself.
Okay.
Okay? And it's in the shower.
All right. Just like a Band-Aid. Come on. Let's just get this story over and done with.
Famously, we're a bar soap family at our house.
Yeah.
Remember a while ago, I realised that one of the bar soaps that I'd bought that had a nice, I don't know, fancy pina colada smell or whatever, was actually made in Byron Bay, and I was worried that it was washing off me Pfizer. Every time I was washing myself, I was getting a little less vaccinated.
Yeah.
So far, so good, guys. But we continue with the fancy soaps.
Okay.
We continue with the scented soaps. Now, Carly has a subscription. She gets a box sent every 3 months of, like, products to try and that kind of thing.
Yeah, nice.
Should I shout them out?
Retreat
Yourself, they're called. They're from Torquay.
Beautiful.
Retreat Yourself. And they're not samples. They're full-size products. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You got her that for, like, a present or something, didn't you?
Yeah, like a year ago. Yeah.
And still coming.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's what a subscription does.
Yeah, but how good's that?
Yeah. So it's something to look forward to every so often. And it's nice. And they come with all different things, but quite often, fancy soaps in there.
Yeah? Oh, nice.
So we ran out of soap earlier this week. Actually, I think it was on the weekend. And so we went to what was in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Grabbed soap, chucked it in because they're always in a little box.
Oh, yeah.
Chucked the bar in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then the box just kind of went in on the bathroom bench and, you know, the vanity or whatever, and just sat there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably should have thrown it away. Anyway, 2 days ago, I was there like, oh, someone's got to do something about this box for this soap. I'll just put it in the bin. And I picked it up and looked at it. And it's like some hemp seed oil soap or something. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Thought I was feeling weird after the shower in a really good mood.
Yeah. Good one, Dad.
And so I was reading it, and it's like, yeah, it's set up at a hemp seed, and it's good for, and it's good for softening your skin and dry scalp, and you know, and this is what you do with it, and it's a shampoo bar.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Hang on. Shampoo bar?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a bar, but it's shampoo.
Yeah, yeah. That's the new trend. They're so like, why get it in a
plastic bottle?
Yeah.
Which is great. I'm on board with, as
yeah.
I said.
Yeah.
We don't do shower gel.
Yeah.
Too much single-use plastic.
Mm.
But then I'm like, okay, well, I don't have any hair.
Yeah.
But I've got this shampoo bar, but I don't have a soap bar.
Yeah.
And so I had this real moment, like, what do I do? Should I?
I don't know.
Do I lather up and just cover my body with shampoo and wash myself with shampoo from this shampoo bar?
Mm.
Or do I need to go out and buy more soap? Do you know what I did?
Okay.
Yeah. I went back.
You went where?
I went back to the shampoo bar. I
thought you meant you went to Torquay and you're like, guys.
No, what do I do?
This is how I do
this
it.
This is and what just I'm doing.
I film myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, am I
watch
doing
this
it right?
Video. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Angela on the surf coast of the Bellarine's favourite Thursday base game is lyrical headlines. Beck's in the news booth today.
Hello. Hi, Beck.
Just a little bit of separation just in case, because you've been out and about, haven't you?
I went to a trivia night on Saturday night. A few people have tested positive to COVID after the event. I'm negative. I'm all good. But, yes, I'm just masking up out of an abundance of caution.
Yes, we keep things safe around here.
We do. All right. Well, what we're going to do is you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. Log and I will need to establish not only the artist, but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Weird that you know your name for your buzzer when Lingy's not here.
It actually throws me so much. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I think we're ready to play. You guys ready to play?
Yes. Oh, do you want the theme?
Yeah, why not? What's the theme?
Okay, so it is covers.
Okay.
So I will take either artist.
Oh, ah,
bonus
nice.
Point if you can name two.
Bonus point.
Oh, okay.
All right, sweet.
Yes.
All right, that's going to get hard on the math side of things, but that's fine. Here we go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say.
Oh.
I'll speak a little.
Okay. It's Fleetwood Mac. I want to be with you it's everywhere.
Yes.
And the other one is Jolyon Petch.
I didn't have them, but okay. You have got okay. the so point. You have got it right.
You got a ding for the thing, right?
I got a ding for the thing.
If I know the cover version artist, do I get anything?
You get a point too.
It's Anne-Marie and Niall Horan.
Yes.
Oh, right.
You're thinking of the other one. You're thinking of Dreams, the reworked Dreams. All right. So how many points did everybody
1 point
get?
One point each, I'd say.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Question number two.
Oh, you don't want to play the song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, please.
Did go to the end.
Oh, I really like it.
It is, yeah, it's catchy.
Yeah.
It was actually, it gave me the inspiration for this theme this week.
Yeah, it's good
inspiring.
On you. All right, I'm having fun. Hope everybody else is.
Yes.
Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for
a while.
Okay,
Tom. It is. The Fugees Killing Me Softly.
Yes.
And I don't know who did the original. I know it's a cover, but I couldn't tell you who did the original.
I'll give you the point.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know who did the original either.
Roberta Flack?
Ah! There you go.
One time.
Yeah, you're teaching us as well, Beck.
So that means I'm on two and Log's on one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is...
Here we go.
I'm just following. Okay, here we go. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord.
But it is.
Loggy. Oh. Hang on, names. Loggy got in there because, sorry, Tom, you didn't say your name.
That's fine.
So it's Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, but yes. Also it is, and I can see his face. I can see his face and I know his name.
And he probably made it more famous than Leonard.
Yes, he did. And the only word I've got in my head right now is Jared Butler. I know it's not Jared Butler because he's an actor and he's got nothing to do with this guy. And he's part of the 27 Club and it's like, damn, it's killing me.
Tom.
Okay. My brain's let me down.
No, I don't know. Who did? Jeff Buckley!
That's too late.
As soon as I said I don't know, I did know.
Jeff Buckley. Right, why did that come across? Beautiful.
Yeah, I think he really brought it in,
into the 90s at least.
Yeah. I was like trying to think of Leonard Cohen's name, and I was like, it's the guy that played Spock. Who's the guy that played Spock?
Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah. Different guy.
Okay, I think we're at two each.
I think we're at two apiece. All right, so we need a tiebreaker. Okay, here we go. What could go wrong if we get one each?
I know.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Okay, so it's Sinead O'Connor. Nothing Compares to You.
Yes.
And it's Prince's original song, Nothing Compares to You.
Yes. They're the two answers I had.
Okay, good.
Well done.
Nothing compares to you. I love this song. I love this song.
Classic end on a Prince song for the Loggy win.
Yeah, baby.
Well done, mate. So you won 4-2. That was lots of moving parts, but it was great.
Yeah, I have no idea. You could have told me I lost then and I would have been like, yeah, yep.
Sure, okay.
I'm so confused.
Lyrical Headlines returns next week. Thanks, Beck.
Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
At our house, we have a drum. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and you get it out, you go on the beach, you can sit in a circle.
Bambaleo, bambaleo. Okay, all right. I'm so glad you said that because it's called a djembe, as Jimmy always tells me. He's like, it's a djembe, but I call it a jambalaya.
Yeah.
Because I go, jambalaya, jambalaya. Yeah. Oh, my God, we're so hashtag best friends. Oh, my God.
Scarily similar.
Scarily. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, as you're aware, it was half of my family's birthday, like 1.5 weeks ago. So
that's right.
It's mums on the 4th of July and the twins on the 5th of July, okay?
That's a lot of presents.
That's a lot of thinking. And it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, Kimma, bless her, hardest one to buy for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's fashion, yeah? And she's up with stuff.
But she's also sports. She's the sporty one.
Yeah, she's the sporty one.
Yeah.
But she's not as sporty, I'll admit.
as you would have me believe? Or as
No. I mean, she is, but she hasn't played footy in a while. You know, back problems. Okay. That's what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, she's cool.
She is cool.
So that's why, yeah, exactly. I know. You don't have to say it. See, middle child again, just kick to the curb. Anyway, and so for her birthday, I always try and think of things, and then I can't, and I'll send a text and be like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Right? And she'll normally come back at me with some stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Now, then her partner, Nath, was like, hey, no, I know she wants this, so maybe just give her some money because she wants this.
Towards,
right? But I don't like just giving money.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's really impersonal, and I know that my sister would appreciate, something that I've thought of and I've wrapped and whatever.
Okay.
So I did give her money.
Yeah.
But before I gave her her card with the money inside, I said to her, there's also something else with this. So she opened the card and she saw the money. Now, she claims she didn't do this, but I saw her face like,
money.
Money, right? Yeah. And then I said, no, it's fine because I've recorded a video on the jambalaya.
Oh, no.
A song for you. Okay.
Is this going to be culturally sensitive? Are we going to...
Mate, shut up. Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
Instruments are universal.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Happy birthday. We didn't want to give you money. kind of gave you money. And what we like to say is we're sorry, but we know that you'd like to buy a plant or maybe some very expensive pants or maybe something else like a very nice bag. So whatever you'd like to spend it on, hey, Kim, just know.
Yes.
So I would like that for my birthday.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad. And I'm just like, this is a really effective way to alleviate your guilt.
At giving cash.
At giving cash.
Write a crappy song. I mean, an awesome... sorry.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. Only on K-Rock 955.